Fourth, 1 of 95.5% that the lens is also concerned in the disappearance of the planet Medon. There is a lesser probability, but still of some 94%, that that same lensman is involved here. I will interpolate here that the vanishment of that planet is a much more serious matter than it might appear on the surface to be. In situ, it was a thing of no concern. Gone, it becomes an affair of almost vital import. To issue orders impossible of fulfillment, as Helmuth did when he said, "Comb Trenko inch by inch," is easy. To comb this galaxy star by star for Medon would be an even more difficult and longer task. But what can be done is being done. To return to the conclusions, they point out a state of things which I do not have to tell you is really grave. This is the first major setback which the culture of the Boscone has encountered since it began its rise. You are familiar with that rise, how we of the Ike took over in a city, a race, a planet, a solar system, a region, a galaxy. How we extended our sway into the Tellurian galaxy as a preliminary to the extension of our authority throughout all the populated galaxies of the macrocosmic universe. You know our creed. To the victor, the power. He who is strongest and fittest shall survive and shall rule. This so-called civilization which is opposing us, which began upon Tellus but whose driving force is that which dwells upon Eresia, is a soft, weak, puny-spirited thing indeed to resist the mental and material power of our culture. Myriads of beings upon each planet, each one striving for power and, so striving, giving of that power to him above. Myriads of planets each, in return for our benevolently despotic control, delegating and contributing power to the Ike. All this power, delegated to the thousands of millions of the Ike of this planet, culminates in and is wielded by the 9 of us who compose Boscone. Power. Our forefathers thought that control of one planet was enough. Later it was declared that mastery of a galaxy, if realized, would sate ambition.